Another glorious day, or a start to it anyway. A bit of rain on the way. Welcome at this stage, I would have said, because the firefighting helicopters that you heard on the programme 2 weeks ago had a busy week of it this week after so many weeks without rain. Nathan National Park in Mayo was up in flames. Killarney National Park has mounted drone patrols to stop small fires becoming anything bigger. And in Donegal last Saturday, the largest commonage in the country, 5,000 acres around the Barnesmore Gap in the Bluestack Mountains, went up in flames. Niall Bryson's sheep were out on that commonage at the time that the fire started, and his flock got cut in two by the flames. He hasn't seen them since, or one half of them anyway. With lambing about to start in the next few days, it was important that he find the missing ewes again.
As you can see, there's some sheep of mine up in the valley that didn't burn. Have you seen them out today?
No, I can't. They're very far away. God bless your eyesight.
Yeah, I can see them. There must be three or four ewes up there. If I start calling now, they may come down.
Is this end of the road?
This is the end of the road, yeah.
Niall, this is really sobering. Yeah. Everything in like 270 degrees around you here is burnt off.
This wasn't burning when I came up here.
Okay, but then there's only a rock face and the tiny little gap to the road behind you.
Yeah.
You could very easily have gotten trapped in here and overcome by smoke.
Well, at the time, I was just trying to get the sheep that I could find down the hill. And as I say, I suppose you don't be thinking. I didn't know that it would stop here, and thankfully it did.
When you get right down to it, you see what's going on. That old millennia grass. Yeah,
that's right.
That's so dry now. Yeah. It's like crepe paper.
That's right,
it?
Yeah. That's right. And you know, it's amazing. Put your hand there for a couple of seconds, and it's actually wet underneath. Like, it's wet. Yeah. The ground is wet, like, but it still ignites so well, and on the top, along the top,
because the heather is really brittle as well, isn't it? It just snaps in your hand.
That is like wind bushes. When it ignites, it really takes off. Yeah, the heather is pure fuel. What's along the top here? What's dry? It's a tinderbox. It only takes a week for that to dry up when you get a dry spell to be like that.
Is there ever any controlled burning done here?
We don't. We're not allowed to burn the mountain.
For wildlife reasons.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not within the farmer's interest to burn. Absolutely
not?
No, it's not. No, we wouldn't. We have too much to lose if we start burning.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, though, because controlled burning would presumably minimise the chances of this happening again.
Well, it's such a vast area, Philip, and there is a lot of wildlife out here as well, and we just are doing what we've been told, not to burn, and because we have too much to lose. Farmers have too much to lose. We wouldn't think about burning. I suppose this time I can just be thankful that I suppose fire services were able to control it, and keep it under wraps and not let it spread. And the weather, of course, was a major factor. It wasn't windy,
but it took helicopters with buckets.
It did, and it was great that we had all that to put it out, because otherwise it would have just kept spreading and spreading.
We better find some sheep.
Yeah.
Where do you think they'll be?
I think they're going to be down the bottom of this hill here. But yeah, there's a fantastic view from up here as well. You can see back there, over Donegal Bay.
It is amazing. All the way down to Benbulbin.
That's right. You can see Neffing when it's a really clear day.
That's in flames as well. I wonder, can you see the smoke? It's a bit too misty today.
Probably it's just the hazy smoke is covering the view.
How many sheep are we looking for?
Well, I'd say about the guts 15 or 20.
Ooh, okay.
I think I have an idea that they're further round and down.
On the night of the fire, Niall, how many neighbours did you get out to help you?
Cal McNulty, neighbour of mine, rang me asking me to hand. I said, yeah. He came out with his dog, Squad. Then I had the three Kyle brothers as well, Paul, Damien and Barry. And then Mick Kilcoyne, the sergeant, was out as well. And of course, along with my father as well. But he was in his 80s.
I assume that while help is all very well-meaning, it's not much use unless they have a working dog with them.
Well, I didn't have a working dog with me in this in the beginning, because usually I don't take a dog with me when they're heavy and lamb.
Right.
But on this occasion, I wish I had taken my dog with me, because I could have forced him down the mountain faster.
Success.
Yeah.
Well done.
You can't see them, Philip. They'd be below you and above you. Very hard to see them until you're on top of them.
Now, they're very heavily pregnant.
They're ready to lamb any day now.
It's a delicate job bringing them down.
Yeah, you don't want to be too sore on them. As I say, I'd rather not bring the dog with me, but as I say, I keep her at my side. She doesn't go out far.
Yeah, but when you're covering these kind of distances, you'd need the dog.
Yeah, you do, you know, especially when there's hills. Come here, Lily. The sheep can be a little bit skittish, you know, when they're pregnant.
What wildlife do you see here?
Birds, predominantly. Foxes. Lizards. It could be the badger as well. So there does be a lot going on up here.
Golden eagle?
Golden eagle as well, yeah.
That's a good sign, isn't it? I mean, if you have an apex predator, is it a breeding pair or just the one?
It's a breeding pair, yeah. Breeding not too far away from here.
Well, then there's plenty in the food chain beneath them if they've established themselves here, isn't
Absolutely,
there?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. There's lots to eat.
So it kind of suggests that you're getting the balance between overgrazing and undergrazing about right.
I think so, yeah. I think we do quite a good job here between overgrazing and undergrazing. It's the mountain's well managed. There's enough between sheep and cattle to keep it grazed, yeah.
And what do you say to those people who say, oh, there shouldn't be any grazing on the uplands at all? The sheep have completely denuded the landscape.
No, I think there does have to be grazing on the uplands. It's very important. You know, there's always been grazing on the uplands. If there wasn't, you know, things would grow completely wild, as would the fields if there was no stock on the fields.
And everything then you have fires where nothing survives.
Absolutely. Like... Absolutely. I mean, there's a reason why they do it in Spain. They have flocks of sheep now on the perimeters of cities grazing the vegetation. It's to stop fires.
Niall Bryson in the Barnsmore Gap Commonage. I have an idea for my colleagues in TV. Ireland's fittest hill farmer. 3 hours to round up as many sheep as you can find in 5,000 acres of commonage. While, and I'm not joking, he was jogging around the place in wellies the whole time. And you could have, for I suppose, added comedy value, a red-faced RTE reporter trotting after him with a microphone trying to keep up with him, which was not easy.